He, of course, will be in the Ring of Honor. He, of course, will be a first ballot Hall of Famer. He, of course, will be on Monday Night Football. And now, the Dallas Zoo has named their 9-day-old giraffe Witten. Not
don't they already have a they have a Beltray, or is that the Fort Worth Zoo?
I think that was Fort Worth.
Yeah, that's Fort Worth.
Yeah.
So there's a giraffe named Beltray and a giraffe named Witten.
That's an amazing, ironic note, though.
And while I appreciate the doff of the cap, I think I'm taking gorilla or bust.
Ooh.
Like I need to be named after a gorilla?
Yeah, like if you want to name, like, you know, you want like a giraffe named like Martin Hansel or whatever, that's okay, but I mean, for a first ballot Hall of Famer from the new Mr. Dallas Cowboy, I think I need something a little more high stakes, a little more badass than a giraffe.
Yeah, the gorilla's a tough one.
Is this in the
name in a gorilla?
What?
You just can't.
Go on.
You just got to be careful when you're naming a gorilla after a local athlete.
Huh.
You just can't start to set precedent.
But like, if you were, would the names Jason or Witten both be in play?
Dan?
You're apparently the authority here. You have the floor.
Jason doesn't seem right. That seems like Steve or something, you know? Like,
I'm a fan of naming animals from just regular dude names.
Could like not agree with you more.
Yeah, you got a dog named Frank.
If you have a rhinoceros named Fred, I think that's a perfect play. I think you got to do that.
Because it's cartoony, right?
So is this, yes. So is this zoo publicity 101?
Tie
into local sports stories?
It's just like what Pornhub does, right?
Yeah. Like, oh, look, the Super Bowl before and after.
Right. They use that
every time.
Yeah, we get
it.
Every time something significant happens with a local athlete, hey, wait, we got like 100 new animals here. Let's name one of them after him.
I guess I just found out yesterday, though, on the ticket, the sports station in Dallas.
The ticket.
That
the ticket.
George had named his kitten.
Witten the
Jason
kitten.
Witten.
Yeah.
It's
Witten the kitten.
He says Witty Kitty.
Witty Kitty. Okay.
Well, that's.
And that he had to. He had to have a visit with his cat and explain to him or her that Jason Witten was retiring.
Is that like whenever they told Coco the gorilla in sign language that Robin Williams had hung himself?
Exactly. Yes, that's exactly the scenario with which we're discussing. That's hilarious.
So, yeah, that's page one. Page two is probably the live birth for the zoo publicity, right? Like, those are their two biggest.
Well, and then the bet with another zoo.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or is like the tiger picking games by which piece of meat he tears into first.
They're good at this now. I'm realizing that.
They should do a zoo bet where they have to, like, the loser has to euthanize their favorite animal.
Jeez, dude.
Like, put some high stakes on this thing, not like wear a jersey.
I was going to say, like, you could take your animals over to their place and just, like, have them fight.
I can't find the.
You get to pick one of their animals to euthanize.
I can't.
Or you get to take it.
I can't find the tweet.
You don't have to abuse an animal.
To credit the proper P1 on this, but one P1 suggested that they can only name him Witten if they can teach the baby giraffe to run the Y option.
And then as long as he can just fall down. Again,
dude,
I think
I'm throwing a personal foul on you.
I would play for a. It's Witten, so I think I'd like a better animal than a giraffe. But it is still. And have you guys heard stories like this? Is a bit of a sidetrack, but this is the main publicity stunt for zoos here, and it works, and it's cute, and it's cool. Are you aware of like that zoos in Europe will occasionally be in the news, like in Denmark, because they're not skittish about letting kids watch like animals rip apart another animal.
I guess I don't know. I guess I'm unfamiliar with the.
They're just not as skittish about it. Like that, it's no problem for them to have like, hey, look, this lion is dead, or this giraffe is dead. We're gonna throw it out here into the exhibit.
This is clearly where we're a little soft as a society, because my wife, for a while, would try to censor even nature programs from our kids. That what kind of nature program are we showing them? A nature program. It's
a little bloody for some little kids, though.
They're like,
I'm on her side.
So
here.
You're going to show the alligator catching the wildebeest? I mean, yeah, it's kind of how it works out there. It's not, yeah, but that's not showing them faces of death or anything. It's just, it's the circle of life, Dan. This is what the Lion King didn't quite show them, but they need to know this when they're five.
You need to know a lot of things, but there's an age you can.
Don't show them the Chuck Berry tape. Okay, so our dreams are coming true. We're closer with every news story on this front, as Amtrak and Texas Central have announced a partnership to link the proposed bullet train from Dallas to Houston to the National Passenger Rail Network. So, apparently not only will you be able to get from Dallas to Houston, there are plans eventually for us to be linked into the entire Amtrak system. The rail can use Amtrak's training and marketing and sales capability. So it's just a partnership that kicks this thing a little bit further down the road and closer to completion, and it will be a 240-mile, 90-minute route.
90 minutes.
We're getting closer. They're using
longer than I thought.
Technology from Japan, which this is super, super popular over there. And I accidents hardly ever.
Get to the station by 4, and you can definitely catch a 7:05 first pitch.
Sports.
We love going to baseball games.
You know, you
so
can
much.
Catch a 7:05 first pitch from your couch in Coppell, and I don't see that rising to the top of the priority list. Let's say they're in your backyard.
What are the Astros doing in our backyard, honey? No, I will admit, and there's several names for people like me who are really intrigued by that UK Euro life, and we kind of wonder how bad it would be to kind of live over there, try things like they do. And one of the main pillars of that UK Euro life, Dan, I hate to interchange the two because it's probably different, but I'm imagining your Euro life proper is not that far from the UK life. It's just everything's rail. You don't even really need a car. You're just hopping a train over here, and then you're going to grab this other train over here, and that could mean your way to work with the tube.
Is everything smaller over there? Like just the
geographic? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the entire United Kingdom probably fits comfortably in half of Texas,
but average, like the house you live in, which is, you know, nice but modest, like probably 12 people would live there.
Yeah.
Like it would be split into 4 units, and kids don't move out from their parents until they're old. Like,
so it's like
much,
New York
much smaller.
City?
And then some, I think, in a lot of places.
But, you know, you also don't get ice in your drinks and things like that. But the idea that you're going to swing
up to... Or
guns,
can't have arsenal, that sucks.
Right.
You also don't get, like, sun, right?
You know, it rains a lot, but the premise that you're going to swing up to Liverpool or Manchester for a match, you just grab the train and grab your paper and you're there in 2 hours. It's okay.
The reading part is pretty nice.
Oh, you're doing lots of reading, Jake. You're so informed.
I would love to take a train to work every day.
See, I do it sometimes, but then I still have to go park at a place. And it's fine. It's not that far from my house, but it's a little different than just being like, all right, backpack, I'm hopping out, I'm walking 10 minutes, and I'm there. I still have to, like, wait at some lights and kind of get on 30.
Yes.
It's not the full experience.
It's not.